You're listening to SBS News.
After mass protests against racial injustice unfolded over the weekend, the federal government is doubling down on its criticism of attendees. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is defending his comments, labelling protesters selfish and reckless for joining mass gatherings despite the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Cormann told the Seven Network the concerns raised by protesters are serious, but the community's safety is a priority.
Many people have made lots of sacrifices to help save people's lives. And right now as a nation, our major challenge is to prevent a second wave so that we don't have to go back into more severe restrictions across the economy, which will put people's livelihoods at risk. So in that context, it was absolutely inappropriate for tens of thousands of people to breach the rules that apply to everybody else in order to keep the community safe.
Now the opposition is calling on the government to listen to the protesters' demands. Labor Senator Mulindiri McCarthy says over the past three decades, four times as many Indigenous Australians died in custody compared to the nation's COVID-19 death toll. Ms. McCarthy says the time has come for change.
Well, I think what's reckless is Matthias Cormann's inability to see the pain and suffering of First Nations people. Close to 100,000 Australians came together, and not just First Nations people. I mean, these were Australians from all walks of life who really believe that our country is not doing enough in terms of Aboriginal deaths in custody and in terms of the high incarceration rates of First Nations people and our young people.
Labor is urging the federal government to bring the issue of Indigenous deaths in custody and incarceration rates to the National Cabinet. Ms. McCarthy says the COVID-19 crisis has shown what Australia's political leaders can achieve through cooperation.
You've been able to bring the country together through the COVID crisis, through the National Cabinet. Well, here's something for you. Focus on First Nations people and the high incarceration rates and the deaths in custody through a National Cabinet. That's the challenge for you now.
After pleading with protesters not to participate in events, health authorities are worried their fears of a second COVID-19 outbreak may soon be realised. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth is reminding people to get tested if they display any symptoms.
In terms of what the effect of that mass gathering is going to be, we have to accept that they have happened, and we have to wait and see what will happen as a result of the mass gatherings. There is no current recommendation that people who attended those mass gatherings should do anything different and in fact do exactly the same thing.
However, the Australian Medical Association is taking a stronger stance, suggesting those who attended protests should self-isolate for 2 weeks. President Tony Bartone says mass gatherings are a breach of health advice and are last on the list of restrictions to be lifted. Dr. Bartone warns the pandemic is far from over.
We need to be vigilant. We mustn't get complacent. What we saw on the weekend, and indeed at any mass gathering of that size, regardless of the cause, regardless of the position, is the potential to put the community at risk.
Meanwhile, a Tasmanian senator has come under fire for reposting the message "Every life matters" on social media. Labor Senator Helen Polly apologised for being insensitive and later retracted the tweet. Solicitor and activist Lovemore Naidu explains the message behind the Black Lives Matter slogan.
By saying Black Matters matters, we don't really mean that other matters don't matter. They do, but in the context of people dying in custody, it's more black people that are dying in custody.
The former world boxing champion was part of a group of fighters protesting peacefully outside the Sydney Opera House. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.